You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow.
Welcome to the program. Do not adjust your radios. I am not Dave Graveline. I am the other one. I am Chris Graveline, and this is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of July 31st, 2020. So happy to have you with us, and so much happier that I'm here with you. If you tuned in last week, you may have figured out that we were presenting a sort of best of Into Tomorrow. The reason being, Dave and I have both been battling this COVID virus. I have been very fortunate in that my body seems to have been able to fight off most of it pretty well. Can't say that I'm back to 100%, but I'm definitely getting there. The reason I'm here and Dave is not is that he's still battling this thing in the hospital. Fortunately, he's got a great team of doctors and nurses looking after him, and after dealing with it for a couple of weeks, we're hopeful that he'll bounce back soon and be back here sitting in the big chair. Believe me, there's nothing he and I both want more than to be back in the studio doing this show that we love, and it is a labor of love. We love answering your tech questions, and we will get to them, I promise, so keep those calls coming in. You can, of course, use the Message to Studio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, or you can call us anytime at 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, and we will get back to your calls as soon as we can. And not to worry, the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway is still on. We've got a plethora of great things just waiting to be shared with you. And all you have to do is call into the show and let us hear you on the air. And we're, of course, hopeful that we can be back in the studio very soon, bringing you a fresh Into Tomorrow broadcast. As always, you can follow Dave on Facebook, as he's been updating us on his progress, even from his hospital bed. And to the many of you who have written in or left us messages on Facebook, we thank you. We've said before that we've got the greatest listeners in radio land, and we're not blowing smoke. Thank you for being part of our Into Tomorrow family. And with that, we've got another show packed with some things you may or may not have caught the first time they aired. So I hope you enjoy the highlights from some of our recent broadcasts. Remember to check us out anytime at intotomorrow.com.
Joe in Durham, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, Joe.
I just wanted to alert you so that you can notify your listeners that I've been getting junk email that claims it's from the U.S. Census Bureau. And I know the U.S. Census Bureau doesn't send you emails asking you to complete a survey. I haven't responded because I believe that this would just be to my detriment and anyone's detriment who responds. So I just wanted to warn your listeners to beware.
Well, and you have done just that, Joe. Thank you very much. And of course, Chris found this from the actual Census Bureau. If you get an email and think it's bogus,
Do not reply. Do not click on any links. And do not open any attachments. What should you do then?
Forward the email or website URL to the Census Bureau. They say it's at ois.fraud.reporting@census.gov, but we'll have this on our site at intotomorrow.com.
So because everybody won't remember that?
No, of course
That's
not.
Absurd. Yeah. Typical government email address.
I just read it. I don't remember it.
Chris in Tyler, Texas, listening on KTBB.
So I just heard Eve in Lewis, whatever state she's in, with the disabled brother and mother.
Oh, yeah.
When she has to leave the house, that her brother and mother are incapable of using a cell phone to contact her. Hmm. But if they're capable of speech, could she not set up Alexa or whatever that other Google thing is, that, you know, the virtual assistant, where they could say, call Eve?
Well, good point, Chris. Of course, you're talking about the Google Home or Google Home Mini, for that matter. But that is a great idea. Like you said, if they're capable of speech and don't have a Southern accent, just listen to Hour 2 coming up this week. You'll see what I mean. They should not only make the call by using her voice from anywhere in the room, but they'd also meet Eve's other requirement. It would be free with no monthly subscription.
Yeah, there are some very inexpensive smart speakers out there. Something like the Echo Dot or the Google Home Mini would be able to handle this task for very little money.
Intotomorrow.com. Hey, let's meet there.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, reminding you that our brand new, updated, free Into Tomorrow app is available for you. In your favorite app store, just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, and snag our app, and you can tap it and join the program, participate that way. It's very easy. Hear us 24/7 if you'd like. There's all sorts of great ITTV videos there for you. Everything available with the Into Tomorrow app. And since we will be launching our 25th year on the air coming up in January, we hope that you continue to be a longtime listener in various and sundry ways, all 3 hours of the weekly broadcast covering consumer tech all the time. Our next guest is a leader in transforming diabetes care and management by providing continuous glucose monitoring, often called CGM technology, to help patients and healthcare professionals better manage their diabetes. Our regular listeners know that I've been talking about Dexcom for years. I personally am a very satisfied Dexcom user with their latest G6 system. Their chairman and CEO of Dexcom is Kevin Sayer. Kevin, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm great today. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. And you guys have been pushing a very cool campaign of the end of finger pricks, and I love it.
We have.
Yes, and of course, November being National Diabetes Awareness Month is certainly timely that you and I are chatting to help more and more people manage their diabetes. But the whole idea of ending finger pricks catches a lot of good attention. I think it's an awesome marketing idea.
Oh, we think it's a great program, but more important than that, it's a great feature of the system.
Sure.
I can't tell you how many people have come up to me since we launched the G6 platform and literally, Dave, shown me their hands and say, look, I don't have scratchy fingers anymore.
Yes.
This is, You know, and I don't have diabetes, but I've worn these devices and stuck my finger numerous times. I got to tell you, that's a big deal.
Oh, for sure. And I've done that with some of our staff and family, where I pull out an old finger pricker, if you will, and a meter and the whole bit. And I said, well, this is what I used to have to do. Let's check yours. No, I don't need to be. Well, and then once in a while, somebody will say, all right, let's make sure that I don't have diabetes, you know, and their blood sugar's fine. But they're saying, wait, you did this like every day? I said, no, several times a day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's where people are saying, yeah, if I can not have to do that and still monitor my blood sugar properly, I'm in. And, of course, that's what I love personally about the G6 system. And you guys have been doing this for many years. You've really perfected it.
You know, we have made a lot of progress. And the people that work here will tell you I'll never let them rest. So we continue to work on this every day to make it better. We made a huge jump in going from G5 to G6 with the physical form factor, you know, a single button push to put it on your body, some new alarms, a predictive low alert, so rather than wait till you cross a threshold, it predicts, and then certainly no calibrations.
Yeah.
And those features have just been a huge growth driver for our business.
And I don't know how you do it with that new single button push device to install the little sensor. And I don't know if install is the right word, but that's what I call it, to apply it, I guess.
Apply is a good word.
Yeah, apply is good, yes, because you're applying it to your body, you know, so you're not installing. But to apply the sensor every 10 days is amazing that it doesn't hurt at all. And, you know, every 3 days, unfortunately, the Omnipod pump that I have to put on is like, gow, everybody hears me yell when it clicks in, and it's like, gow, okay, well, that hurt for a second, but shouldn't.
Yeah.
And it's just the difference in the method that you and your team have managed to put together to perfect this thing. I am truly blown away by it, and it just makes life so much easier in every way.
You know, that insertion technology, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of guys who worked very hard on that for a long time. And I ask a lot of questions. So one of the things I learned, I asked, how long is that needle in your body without automatic insertion? It's the time that a hummingbird can beat its wings three times. Boom, boom, it's gone. It's literally just seconds. And not having the fear of the needle, not having to see the needle that goes into your body, just the button push has made this whole experience much more engaging for our patients. And particularly as we've grown in the Medicare population, for example, you don't have to have a whole lot of dexterity to put the G6 system on.
Oh, it's very easy.
You have to have a lot more dexterity to use G5. So we think it's a feature that our market really needed.
True. Now, and you talk about, well, first of all, kudos to that team. By all means, please pass on my congrats, because they've done a heck of a job. And even as great as it is, I know they're working to perfect whatever they can do better, even more. And and that's terrific. But let's talk about the G5 is still available, right? Is that also a continuous glucose monitoring system for those not familiar?
Oh, it is. It is our previous generation continuous glucose monitoring system. It does require finger sticks for calibration twice a day. Mm-hmm. But it is a great product as well. It's the first product, for example, that ever went straight to the phone for patients, so they could view their mobile device and get their glucose values. We created a lot of technology with the G5 system, and that has been a good product for us. We will keep it around for a while because some patients like it, and as naturally with any company, we'll eventually phase it out, because we're also, in addition to G6, working on G7, Dave, and you can't only have so many G's around here. We're going to have to, you know, we'll have to make some choices, but we're very comfortable that our new technologies will delight our patients, and they'll eventually all shift over.
And Kevin, I love how you say there's only so many G's, because it's like our discussions every week on the show about you know, cellular coverage, and now we're at 5G and already talking about 6G, and it's just
There's just only so many generations of product you can support.
Oh, for sure. Are we any closer to getting the G6 also eligible for Medicare, or is that something that is already happening?
Actually, that is happening now, Dave. We announced early November that for our Medicare patients, we've made G6 available, and they can go to Walgreens, actually, and pick that up. We've entered into an agreement with Walgreens on the distribution side for our Medicare patients to handle all the paperwork process through the drugstore. And anybody who is involved in these products knows the distribution and obtaining the products can sometimes be harder than it should be.
Oh, for sure.
We really felt this Walgreens relationship, and ultimately with others later, if we can get our Medicare patients to the drugstore and get the CGM to patients as part of their normal health care purchasing patterns, this is just going to be a lot better. And so we're really excited for this.
As well you should be, and even with an unknown caller, they're probably asking about the GCM system. And
yeah, I'm sorry. I don't even have any idea where that's why it's unknown. I got computer on silent, but I didn't have my phone turned down.
No worries. Well, at least you know it's not me calling because we're
that's
here.
Right.
We got you. Can you give me, first of all, before we get, I've got so many other good questions. Well, I hope they're good questions that I'm imagining our listeners wanting to know about. But tell us a little bit more, maybe a little more insight about Dexcom in general. What exactly you do? Because we're talking about, of course, constant glucose monitoring and the importance for not only those of us that are diabetic, but perhaps have some in the family or friends, and you just want to get more information and your company's mission overall.
That's a great segue for me. I could spend the whole rest of the interview talking. You wouldn't have to ask another question, but I'll try and keep it brief.
No worries.
Our mission is very simple. It's to empower people to take care of diabetes. And by people, we mean not only those who have it, but their caregivers and their families and those around them. A continuous glucose monitor is a technology that has been in development, and you know, for many, many years. I saw my first one way back in the early 90s. But now with the G6 system, where we have no calibrations in its features, I think we're really finally delivering the promise that people saw when we looked at this many, many years ago. So someone who has diabetes, you talked about the finger pricks. Somebody managing their diabetes prior to CGM would stick their finger anywhere between 4 and 8 or 12 times a day if they're really trying to manage their blood glucose values. And with that finger prick, all you get is a number. This is where your glucose is today. No information on whether you're going up or down. You get that number, and then you make a decision with a life-saving and life-threatening drug, insulin, as to how much you're going to give yourself and what you're going to do. With a CGM, we get a glucose reading every 5 minutes automatically. The way the sensors work is there's a small wire that is inserted just under the skin. It doesn't go in very far. And there's tape and a plastic base that lies on the outside of your skin. And for the listeners, if they want to see this technology, there are films on our website, Dexcom.com, where you can go see. But inside this plastic base that lays on your skin with the sensor underneath it, a transmitter is inserted in there. And that whole system on your body generates a glucose value that is then transmitted via Bluetooth from that transmitter to your mobile platform, to a Dexcom receiver, or possibly in some instances to an insulin pump that would receive the data and display it there. The advantages to the phone are one of the things that have driven our incredible growth. With this data on the phone, on top of people being to manage their own diabetes, that data can now be shared with others and can be shared with your family, with your roommate. Ironically, we hear stories all the time about sharing the data, some of which are funny. We've actually caused families to have big problems because kids who go away to college don't want their parents to follow them all the time, as you can imagine. Yeah. Or parents can just get absolutely obsessed with the data and look at it more than their child does. But the advantage of this ability to follow and share data with those who give you care are features that you can't even put a number on. We rang the NASDAQ bell last Wednesday. We had several of our patients there, and one of the patients told me a story about how her glucose values had gone low, and while she heard the alarms, she just really didn't respond to him because she wanted to sleep, and not long afterwards, her door in her hotel room was broken into because her mother, who's on the other side of the world, now think about that, somebody on the other side of the world looking at your glucose data, making sure you're safe.
Wow.
And this young woman said, without your share feature, I don't know that I'd be here.
That's true. She may not have awakened, and I've talked about it on the air before, where my Dexcom has literally saved my life because the doctor was trying to get the proper dosage for the new pump and that kind of thing. And unfortunately, I was actually overdosing overnight without realizing it. And it was the alarm waking me up to get me to go, you know, get a little sugar in my system and be okay with it. I can absolutely relate to that story because if it wasn't for that, I may not have awakened.
And those acute occurrences are extremely important. Over the long haul, though, as you look at technologies, there are very few things that you can go to the world or to the system and say, you know what, this is going to save everybody money over time.
Mm-hmm.
Patients who use a continuous glucose monitor, like I said, they get 288 data readings every day. And as patients start dialing in their therapies and their exercise routines and their nutrition, we just see a tremendous improvement in overall health care. A1Cs go down. Their time spent high decreases, time spent low decreases. And not only is everybody happier, they get healthier as well.
Oh, for sure. And I've got to share this really quick with you. And then, Kevin, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind holding a second, there's so many other important questions I want to ask you. We're going to pay a couple of bills and come back. But I knew when I got a new endocrinologist and I first went to his office, and he says, oh, you have the Dexcom. Excellent. We're going to get that information, and then we're going to go over it. I knew that it was the right decision before that doctor because he was so impressed that we can talk about looking at the data and the highs and the lows and how to deal with things. And it was just one of those extra check marks of, yep, good thing, good idea. You know?
Absolutely.
And as impressed as he was. I'm going to ask Kevin Sayer, President, Chairman, and CEO of Dexcom, DEXCOM.com. Of course, we'll get you there, too, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Hold just a second. We're right back with more.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed a deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with the President, Chairman, and CEO of Dexcom, Kevin Sayer. And before the break, talking about all kinds of cool and unique things. And, of course, the Dexcom company mission of not only helping save people time and being able to better control their diabetes, but as I've been saying for years, literally saving people's lives. And Kevin, I think that alone gives you and your team the great impetus to keep going.
Incredible. It's incredibly motivating. It really is. It's certainly one of the reasons to keep coming every day. Our patients are kind of like family to us frequently, and it's really a good, it's a great dynamic for us.
Oh, terrific. I wish I could have been there to help ring the NASDAQ bell with you. But then that brings me to another point. You just came off some Q3 earnings. Anything you want to share about what's coming down the pike for Dexcom?
Our Q3 earnings report was our best quarter ever. On the revenue side, it was our highest dollar growth quarter ever. We'd grown $130 million over the third quarter of a year ago.
Nice.
Our growth rate is over 40% on the revenue side. And as of 9 months this year, for the first time in our history, we're now profitable on a GAAP basis, and our quarter was very profitable. So our third quarter was very, very strong, and that really demonstrates, Dave, the strength of the business and the severity of the problem that we address and that we hope that we solve.
Well, and I think it's mostly up to the CEO of Dexcom. You're doing it. Oh. You're making it.
No, we have great people here.
Of course.
I can't take credit for. I just I love being part of it.
Yeah, and I can tell you guys have a passion, not only you, Kevin, of course, as the CEO, but everyone that I've dealt with there, you know, at the company in various support roles or just, you know, handling supplies and things. You do know they care, and many of them are using your products, which also gives you the warm fuzzies as a patient to say they get it. They understand my questions, and they absolutely want to help.
Oh, we have several people who have type 1 diabetes who work here and give us valuable input on product design and everything that we do. And on top of that, in all candor, I would tell you our executive team sometimes are called human pincushions because while we don't have diabetes, most of us, we do try the product and learn, and we do make observations as to what we think we could do better or, you know, evaluate the experience just so we understand what our customers go through.
And that's very important and good that you do that. You mentioned how many G's and the G7 you're already working on. You know, I'd be remiss if, as a talk show host, if I didn't ask, well, what can you do better? What is it that you're not doing that is going to be done differently with a G7 one of these days?
We have three mantras in our product development strategy. Everything we do, we want to make it better from a performance standard, and we push pretty hard on that. Even though we've achieved great performance, we always try and make it better, and we push that agenda. The second one is more convenient for patients to use. And the third one, we try and take cost out of it, because eventually, to get to as big an audience as we want to, we know we have to lower our costs. As you look at the G7 system, performance-wise, our hope is we can get it to last more than 10 days, that we can get out to a 14 or 15-day life, and that will depend on how accurate it is in those later days, but that is our ambition. Mm-hmm. And again, that we don't lose any accuracy from what we have in G6 and possibly pick up a couple of other things that make it a little better. On the convenience side, and this is a really big one for G7, it is a much smaller profile on the body. The transmitter is literally smaller than a quarter, and it's disposable. So when a patient is done with the sensor session, they will peel it off and throw it away. The insertion technology, believe it or not, is fewer steps than the G6.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be simpler. And so that is we are addressing many of the convenience things with that. Shorter warm-up time. We have a lot of good technology we're putting into G7. And on the cost side, we really designed this product for manufacturing. You know, when you are an innovation-driven company like Dexcom, oftentimes you drive everything based on innovation, and then you say, okay, now I got to figure out how to build and sell this thing. With G7, we're kind of starting from a different perspective. How can we build tens of millions of these things and make sure we have our distribution channel in place? And the design was designed to be that type of product. So I really believe that this design, particularly the form factor, is going to be really important as we go forward. Having so little real estate on your body, well, you know, you wear a pump and a sensor. If we can cut that thing down by 70% size-wise, you're going to be happy.
I'm going to be thrilled. And how soon can someone like me be beta testing this for you?
Oh, we're in studies right now, but it's not big-time beta testing. Our hope and our plans are to launch this fully in 2021 with possibly some limited launches in 2020, more the beta type launch where we put geographies or a specific patient group on it for a while to gather data. Mm-hmm. We really have, and you've heard this from us, G6 has been such a good product. We've had a lot of growing pains this year. So we've learned a lot. So as we go to G7, we're addressing all the things we've learned with G6. We're keeping them in mind, and we're going to make sure we have the capacity we need to have before we roll that out, because we think it's just going to be a game-changing system.
Oh, and of course, still reporting to the phone and to smart watches even. And we used to say, don't leave home without your American Express card. You know, now over the last few years, it's like nobody leaves home without their phone. Well, no. And those of us dependent on constant glucose monitoring, you know, the phone's never beyond an arm's reach even on purpose. And you have that confidence of having that constant glucose reading.
Absolutely. I think phone use has been a big driver in our business. But not only the phone use, I think one of the things to remember about Dexcom is we've tried to create a very open architecture with respect to our devices. So we can talk to partners' insulin pump systems and ultimately rely on algorithms that will automate, partially automate insulin delivery depending upon the program that, that we're in. We also, as we look forward, over the next 5 years, we know there are going to be insulin pens for those who don't want to use a pump that will have Bluetooth and connectivity capabilities as well, and we'll be able to put all this data together in a Dexcom-based app or an app for somebody else that could possibly give a patient more coaching and more information as we have more data in the same place. This connectivity and this information, I think, is really going to drive better diabetes care.
Wow. Certainly many GCM advantages to look forward to into tomorrow, if you will, because that's exactly the excitement that's building for more and better glucose monitoring. Real quick, because we're way out of time, but I wanted to get a couple things in. I personally, and I know others are too, being bombarded by other companies out there that are, you know, saying, well, we've got things too. All you have to do is tap your phone, or tap a receiver. And it's like, well, why would I do that when it's just constant monitoring anyway? And I don't have to think about tapping or wait a minute, I forgot to tap or something. Oh, well, then we have a third party company that can attach a transmitter. It's like, whoa, I'm not comfortable with now a third party doing some kind of a little transmitter on top of their device. And or how about this one? How about the people that are trying to implant chips under your skin for 3 months? I asked my doctor, and he goes, no, we're not going there. He says, you know, my patients are not dogs. I went, whoa.
Dave, in all fairness, we have been so successful, people are going to follow, and people are going to come to this market. What we have learned, the benefits of continuous monitoring where a patient doesn't have to get involved, where that data goes straight to either the Dexcom receiver, the phone app, the patient's insulin pump, where you can then proactively alert somebody that something's going on rather than have them getting involved all the time, result in much better outcomes.
Yeah, I can't tap it while I'm sleeping, for example, yet the alarm goes off when it's going to save my life.
That's right. And so we've always been committed to continuous feed of this glucose information, and that will be our basis going forward. That's how we have designed our product. It'll never change. We've been very successful with it. But people are going to come, and we've actually gone up against much bigger competitors over the years and done extremely well, and it's a credit to everybody here, our distribution team, our R&D team, our manufacturing team, and we know our products will be delightful in the future, and we have a very bright future with the pipeline going forward. So, yep, you'll hear more noise, but we will always be there.
Yeah, love it. Well, Kevin, you're a delight to chat with. I look forward to getting you back again soon. Not so long between interviews, because you keep coming out with new things and more innovation and great stuff to talk about. So zero finger pricks. You want to check out the G6 system at Dexcom.com. It's Dexcom.com. And you'll see why I continue for years to talk about them in a very favorable light. Kevin, again, thank you so much for joining us on Into Tomorrow again.
Thank you, Dave.
My pleasure. Dexcom.com for more. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off, because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751, 1-800-246-8751, or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO4.
Hey, Dave and the team, I just wanted to congratulate y'all for being on the air for 25 years. That's really amazing. Nobody stays on a job that long. But anyway, we really love you here, and thanks for the good work and keeping us informed.
It's our pleasure. Greg in Tennessee, thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow each and every week on what is no doubt your favorite radio station or podcast or streaming channel. There's so many ways to hear us. We just appreciate it, especially when you join in and call in and participate on the program.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
As a matter of fact, they did contribute. What did they contribute from Gift Apart?
Several gift cards for retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and hundreds more.
About $400 worth of gift cards they sent us to share with you. From Brondell, the Swash 1400 electronic bidet toilet seat, a retail value of $649. You might recall we interviewed him. I was able to arm twist him off the air, and he's sending us one of those. He's sending a Revive True HEPA air purifier and humidifier that Consumer Reports highly recommend. Retail value of $469. Or you may win the Coral 3-stage under-counter water filter system with a retail value of about $150 right there.
Data Locker, we've got a handful of their Sentry K300 16-gigabyte encrypted USB flash drives valued at $150 a pop.
Nice. Yamaha, you're looking for an acoustic guitar? How about one with authentic reverb and chorus worth over $1,200? Or maybe their EAD-10 drum module transforms acoustic drum sounds with studio-quality digital effects, and that's worth $629.
Another item which has become very popular with listeners who are requesting a specific prize, Simple Sense has sent water leak and freeze detectors, several of those.
Yeah, matter of fact, they sent a whole bunch so that we're getting a lot of requests. You may end up with one if you need a water leak and freeze detector. WeBoost with their Drive Sleek single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster worth $200, and their Drive Reach. Talk about a reach. Multi-user vehicle cell phone signal booster worth $500.
Razer sent a box full of stuff, including a Black Widow light silent mechanical keyboard, a hyperspeed wireless mouse, and a webcam with an adjustable ring light.
We have so much more to share with you. Do stay tuned. And of course, we're going to tell you, how do you win these cool things? It's very simple. We don't make you jump through hoops. We don't make you be the 100th caller. You don't have to remember some goofy phrase that pays or any of that nonsense. All you have to do is be heard on the air. Maybe you've got a tech question. Maybe you want to share with us your favorite app. Whatever the case, it's that easy to participate. What number do they call?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
A bandage helps protect a wound. We all know that. But here's one that actively helps you heal. With this week's Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute, brought to you by Dexcom, here's Alfred Poor.
Thanks, Dave. Traditional bandages simply cover a wound and protect it. Medications can help a wound heal faster, but different drugs are required at different times throughout the healing process. Researchers at the University of Connecticut have developed a smart bandage that actually dispenses different types of medicine to the wound as needed. The device includes tiny needles that penetrate the skin, along with circuitry that allows the bandage to receive instructions through wireless transmissions. This creates a bandage that can remain in place throughout the healing process, producing faster and better results. For Into Tomorrow, I'm Alfred Poor. Back to you, Dave.
Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit DEXCOM.com. 800-899-INTO. Join us Into Tomorrow.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
Welcome back into Tomorrow on Radio, the original social media.
Hi, Dave. This is John Buxbaum from Bridgewater, New Jersey. I just wanted to congratulate you and the team on 25 years broadcasting Into Tomorrow. I've been a listener for almost all those 25 years, and I'm looking forward to the next 25. God knows how old we'll be. God bless you and God bless America.
Well, thank you, John. I totally agree with you, John in Bridgewater. That's very kind of him, especially to be listening as long as he has, and he's still listening. And we haven't scared him away.
You know, and it feels like we've only been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah. Seems like we just began 40 years ago as we've kicked off our 25th year on the air. We'd love to have your similar greeting if you'd like to participate. 800-899-INTO, or as John did, because it sounded so good, use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app.
So a couple weeks ago on the show, I was talking about how I sort of fell victim to a fake seller on Amazon.
Yes, the toilet.
Out of my need for toilet paper.
Toilet paper caper.
Right, because in South Florida, it was very hard to come by toilet paper at these stores. So
yeah.
I was just talking about how I fell victim and was able to get my refund at least from Amazon. So that
helped.
Yeah,
you went through this whole thing about how you then were reading several people were scammed and a lot of people hadn't gotten their money back. Somehow Amazon felt sorry for you and somehow refunded your $17, I think it was, that you ordered a pack of toilet paper.
So that was good, but of course I still had no toilet paper.
Yeah.
And, you know, apparently somebody must have heard me or felt bad because...
Hello, we got about a million plus listeners every week. Somebody heard you.
I come into the office and there's a box from another retailer that's not Amazon.
Yeah.
And it was addressed to me, and I'm thinking, well, that's weird. I haven't ordered anything. What is it? I open the box, and it's a pack of toilet paper.
All by itself?
All by itself. No note. No
packing slip even?
No. So apparently I have, a guardian angel listener out there.
Nice. Was it Angel Soft Toilet Paper?
I can't say what brand it is. Because, see, I don't know who to thank. I want to thank somebody. So if you can, give us a call or let us know.
So who sent Chris toilet paper to our studios, a pack of toilet paper, not going to tell you how many rolls, or from where.
Or what brand. Because that way I know that it's really you. And
that's true. Because a lot of people are going to say, you're welcome, Chris, my pleasure.
I don't want to give you credit for not doing it.
But you want to thank
the person that did it.
Person who actually did it. So if you can help solve the Chris toilet paper caper, the great caper of 2020, we want to hear from you so Chris can thank you. I think you should thank them by raiding the prize closet.
Maybe.
And that's why you're not giving us too many specifics. It's like when I was police spokesman, you don't release everything because then you get copycats and you get people who just want 15 minutes of fame. They want to do a perp walk or some nonsense and be on TV. And then, you didn't do it. Go away. Same thing here. We don't want to get a bunch of people that say, I did it. Right. Send me a prize.
And if the whole reason for not including a note or anything is because you don't want to be identified, just know that I thank you from the bottom of my bottom.
Oh, we had to go there, didn't we? Danny's losing it in the control room. She just took a mouthful of water, and it's all over the floor. So, but seriously, or if you don't want any publicity, you just want Chris to know it was you, here's what we need to know. Where did it come from? What exactly was in it? Okay. And what brand? And then we'll know for sure if it was you. Or if you just want to take credit anyway, go ahead and let us know. But we'll then go, ha, that wasn't you. But thanks.
But either way, I appreciate it.
Either that or what's going to happen, you're going to get 10 more cases of toilet paper.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. And then Chris will put it on eBay.
I won't have to go into my garden to the banana tree and corn that I got growing out there.
Oh, my gosh. No, but we might add some extra to the prize closet.
Yeah.
And if a listener needs that, we'll send that out. That'd be kind of fun. Oh, my gosh. All right, so let us hear from you. 800-899-INTO and meet us at intotomorrow.com.